And last but not least, we have this beautiful new book by Diana Hartog. Diana has published, how many books of poetry before?
Three before.
Three, I can bring my glasses on. And a novel, and has been away from the writing scene for a long time, and we're delighted to have you back, Diana Hartog.
Thanks. I spend a lot of time down in California during the winter, and I've been to the Monterey Bay Aquarium many times. I go again and again because of the jellyfish there. They are impossible to understand, describe, so it's an obsession that I have with them. They're not fish. They have no heart, no lungs, no bones, no muscles. Neurons help them move. Little sensors around the rim of the bell, the umbrella, detect light from dark and up from down. That's about it. But their beauty is what's in their... That something like this exists in so many different varieties is amazing. I'll read the introduction to Jellyfish Suite. A single jellyfish, battered by winter waves, can sometimes be found stranded on the shore, a gelatinous blur, blue, a brilliant blue mandala, or black, a melted tire. White scraps of paper, hundreds of tiny scraps, like the notes we write to ourselves, but erased and drying in tatters among the pebbles. That's what remains when a swarm of moon jellies is dragged in, caught in a tide. Otherwise, there's the aquarium to visit. Or the mind's eye, in which the infamous Portuguese man of war glistens near invisible, adrift on the surface tension, while dangling fathoms down a hidden agenda of stinging cells, difficult for a swimmer to see in the greenish moat-hung gloom. The striated iris, the pupil, the way it appears to dilate, expansive or contract from glare from the pointed question. The eye shares so much with a jellyfish, both so tender, so innocent and ephemeral, shrinking from touch and their beauty from comprehension. Chrysaora, or sea nettle. The sting of beauty loosens the muscles that hinge the jaw, tongue slack, saliva pooling, as the eye follows the ascension of sheer being, veil over mystery over veil, frilly mouth arms trolling, tentacles streaming, while all attempts fail, all attempts by the tongue, before the jellyfish leaves the scene, wholly innocent, yet deadly as love at first sight. And only human you might, but don't take it personally. This is called egg yolk jelly. They sort of give these names to describe, besides the Latin or Greek. But it looks like a kind of a white, egg white, drifting. Egg yolk jelly, so named for the morning after a quarrel, rising exhausted to the nothing left from nothing left unsaid, transparent as the matter in what's the matter, or merely the day's first sputum, afloat in the basin, drifting, aimless. Surely what the brain loses when it loses its mind, this listless blur that randomly gathers to a pang, a semblance, for one pulse, two, even three, before it dies away, so tattered and diaphanous you'd never guess. Pleurobrachia, or sea gooseberry. Their action is so wonderful. It's just this little filia, whatever, and they just go whoop, whoop, like this. Very tiny, just like a gooseberry with little, like marquees, little lights, drifting in the current. A tiny light bulb of feeble wattage flickering along loops of filament, small as the bulb of a pen light traveling in the dark of a woman's purse. The way I traveled inside my mother before her water broke, buoying her fears, lids closed over bulbous eyes, only to blink in the glare, squinting as I lay in her freckled arms against a hospital gown smelling of bleach, each of us gasping for breath. You're so little and know so little beyond instinct. You assume with a feeble, flickering brilliance that you both washed ashore together. Assume she's holding you like this so tight because, little as you are, you've saved her, your mother. Quince jelly. It's the thinnest of skins, the membrane between being and nothingness, transparent or opaque, or sometimes both, as when sealing a row of half-pint jars, the clear melted paraffin clouding as it cools and slowly hardening towards the center, still soft, you could poke a finger. The jelly trembling when disturbed, and such a beautiful color, an ethereal amber but pale, pale and translucent. The color, say, of the soul freshly entered through the top of the infant's skull. The soft fontanelle finally closing to the light streaming down as the bones knit together. That will have to do. Excuse me. A moon jelly. Rare, since they commonly drift in swarms, to view a lone moon jelly, the whitish opaque bell doubly veiled. Picture a light mist across a moon seen through eyes clouded, one's thoughts elsewhere. So this is called Jellyfish Suite, this section, and these are my notes to the composer. I have two people in mind. What I'd like is a suite comprised of 97% water, as our jellyfish, to be conducted at night outside with fireflies blinking and stars. Those in attendance will lie on their backs on the damp grass. A simple moon jelly will float past with a pulse like that of a heart, the way it can skip a beat or three or four, a drifting silence in the chest. That's what we expect from the sea. Deep down, we expect silence. In the midwater's permanent night, galaxies of Noctiluca wink bioluminescent, afterimages plucked blindly and at random, strings, timpani, notes faint but gathering strength in numbers in the hundreds, even thousands, muted horns coming up for air beneath a swarm of moon jellies pulsing willy-nilly, feeding on scum among anchored yachts. I can send along a guidebook, the common gelatinous animals, filled with the lyricals of genus and species. Aurelia labiata, Pelagia colorata, Velella velella, Velella velella. The diagrams point to body parts as to parts of speech when plumbing the mystery of a simple sentence. Oral groove, wing plate, tentacle, gill, keel, vellum, comb row, to name a few. The mind descends as in a diving bell. An undulating wisp of neon ticker tape, sestum veneris. A sparkling fishing net flung out without further thought, praya dubia. Dubia is Latin for doubtful. In a tiny silver box, I've kept what's left of a jellyfish, dried up, a few grains of sand. I lift the lid and look at it. The human brain, as it seeks to comprehend, is comprised of only 80% water. There's a moment in a jelly's slow forward pulse when its wake hangs suspended, jellyfish-shaped, a play on water exact enough for a turtle to snap at before it dissolves. Yes, there are dangers. The sting of the tiny Australian sea wasp can kill within minutes. But aren't they everywhere? And jellyfish with their thin skin, and even when in their element, are prey to more than most. A play of tenderness across a lover's face, that's how ephemeral they are. A jelly will sense an observer, sense undue interest, even fond can be too strong a word, and a wave can tear them to shreds. That's why I thought music, sharps and flats on paper, but in the air floating, what harm? Hot. Twisted from the socket, Aglantha is set adrift on the alternating current. Coiled live wires dangle in the jelly's wake, sprung curls that glow a shocking party orange, the name Aglantha like a backward glance inviting the tongue to repeat, hot, Aglantha, the Greek glorious bloom, seductive music whispered in his ear, the party elsewhere, good night, be good, go to sleep, don't touch. I'll read you two more. This is called Jellyfish Costume. You will need a clear plastic umbrella, narrow scarlet ribbons, several feather boas, pink, and a child to grip the umbrella's handle under the clear plastic bell. Tie a cape of feathery pink mouth arms around his neck, these to gather and filter any treats. At each spoke of the open umbrella, attach the long, narrow ribbons to curtain him in stinging red tentacles before he ventures out beyond the gate and its jingling bell. Caught up in the early dark, drifting with the current of sodden ghosts and pirates and bumblebees along the sidewalk in the rain. At the aquarium, there's a marvelous room with just moon jellies in it. Waves continue to arc in great swells and break thunderous along the shore of Monterey Bay. While sheltered from wind and rain, we shuffle through the narrow moon jelly room, mirrored at either end to reflect the crowd into infinity, cameras, perambulators, the smell of wet wool. Moon jellies, a current of salt water pumped from the aquarium basement buoys them either side behind floor-to-ceiling glass. Moon jellies, pulsing at either temple, they belie the variety of plaid, striped, flowered, and black umbrellas snapped violently inside out, spokes broken. These fringed white parasols, floating up in a watery blue sky. Myriad they pulse and drift like happy memories, for anyone to recall, anyone in this mirrored crowd, awed there could be so many and so alike, as if all happy memories were alike. Thank you. Thank you.